Hey, Tanner.
Yeah.
Do you know who Guy Fieri is?
Mm-hmm.
Frosted Tips.
You look like him. Look at you.
Hey, Tanner.
What's real? No, what movie?
You ever seen Jack Frosted Tips before?
Oh my gosh. Let's reel it in. That was good. That was a good pun.
I think that if they're
dirty,
there's nothing dirty or promiscuous about that joke in any which way.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, it was dirty. Like, it was like, that was a dirty
joke.
You
want a fortune cookie?
What the frick, dude? What are you doing?
You want a fortune cookie? I want you to read what it says out loud.
Okay. Sounds good.
You're supposed to eat it afterwards. You got to eat the paper afterwards, then it comes true.
Mm.
But I have to read what it says first. Mm. Yeah, pull it out. What does it say?
Mm.
Are you going to be able to fish it out?
Let me go first.
Hmm?
Hold on.
Okay. He's just chewing for a second. Some ASMR. While he's chewing, hey guys, I'm going to welcome you back.
I don't think there's one in here.
Huh?
I don't think there's one in here.
You think they missed? Factory error. Is that right for suing? Sewage?
Mm.
Oh. Can you fish out a little quicker, please?
Uh-oh.
Can you read anything of what it says?
No, it's gone.
Okay. Well, guys, it's December. We're doing another Christmas episode. I'm in pajamas. Tanner's in pajamas.
I just ate a full plate with the paper.
Tanner likes that joke.
That's going to be an Instagram video.
That's good. That's a good one. What does it say? Well, now we'll never know what it says.
Oh, yeah.
We'll literally never know what that
says. It said,
says
Merry Christmas, everybody, from the Reel It In podcast host.
It says, thanks for watching, guys.
My throat still feels weird.
A little tickle in the throat,
yeah. Mm. If you guys remember from a few episodes ago, I was sitting over here eating sparkling grape juice, or drinking.
I was chewing on juice.
I was chewing on juice and drinking fortune cookies.
Speaking of juice, did you hear the new Juice WRLD album?
I have not yet.
Me neither.
Did you listen to Adele's album?
I did not.
Who cares, right?
Adele, more like, of course not.
Why is the title of her album 30 if she's 33?
Is she 33?
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to know.
Did she start working on it when she was 30?
Freaking change the name to 33 then. No, but I want to listen to Juice WRLD's album.
Yeah, me
also,
too.
Also, does my hat look good?
It looks great.
Right here?
Hey, you look good. I like the beard. Did you trim it recently?
Yeah, I actually got a haircut.
Yeah, it looks good. I noticed.
Yeah, that's the bit. You guys will never see my hair anymore because it's a hat every episode.
We've only seen Tanner's hair once.
Mm-hmm.
And
we talked about this. That was a bad episode.
That was a bad episode. That's when you know.
I was pissed.
It's probably a good thing you didn't wear a hat that episode. The Heffalump episode, for those who are in the dark.
That was a bad episode.
Because it probably would have blown off your head from steam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Jack Frost.
Jack
Speaking
Frost.
Of steam.
Yeah.
Wait. Michael Keaton.
Wait.
Hmm. We have gingerbread Mountain Dew.
Guys. This is the kind of world we live in where Mountain Dew decides, hey, let's make gingerbread flavored pop.
Can I give my predictions?
Good. Yes.
So I think it's going to be, I think it's still going to be kind of limey in a weird way. Because I see.
You're wrong.
Okay.
I've had this before.
Because I see like a lime on the gingerbread man's eye patch, I think it is. Maybe it's just, I don't know.
Bro, that's candy.
Oh, it's a peppermint.
Yeah, peppermint. All right, here we go.
All right. Man, all these episodes, man, I still don't know the order of which we opened the episode. Every time I just jump right into the movie, you're like, wait, bro, we have drinks.
Yeah, every time.
Every
it's
time.
Every time. I know. I feel like, okay. I feel like I never forget the drinks because I'm always thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
That's not funny. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
What do you think?
I like it.
Dude, really?
I really like that.
I was not expecting that.
The sound on the bubbles is very nice.
My it tastes to me like cough drop and fortune cookie. I can't really taste them. Okay, hold on.
No, this is, man, the flavors mixed well.
They kind of
do. You think this was an accident? And they just were like,
it's a Christmas season. They got to do something. Mountain Dew needs to step up their game. Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew does not need to step up their game. They have like 30,000 flavors at least.
Mountain Dew is like the Oreo of drinks. Oreos have so many freaking flavors. It's every time it's like, oh, great. What did Oreo make?
Bro, you know? But like, okay, what's better, the red filling or the orange filling for Halloween? Like the Christmas red filling or the Halloween orange filling?
Oh, orange for sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
I agree.
Know what I think they should do? They should paint, not paint, but they should dye the actual cookie part purple for Christmas. Purple, orange, purple. For Halloween.
For Christmas.
I didn't mean for Christmas.
For Halloween. I think black is a good Halloween color.
Whatever, man. Sorry, but whatever.
Whatever, man. I don't care.
Yeah, man.
You know what I forgot to do, Tanner? I forgot to write down the year this movie came out.
Oh, shoot.
Do you know what year it came out? Usually you can back me up for this.
Can we put the year right here?
Nope, I'm going to look it up.
He said, nope, we're not. Can't do that anymore. Yeah. Ben's got a new gig now, so this dude doesn't put any effort into our stuff anymore. And we only got like seven or eight more episodes left of season one.
Of season one. Then we got season two going. What if I sat like this? What if I sat crisscross applesauce the whole time? I might do that.
That'd be kind of hot.
I'm gonna keep it like this.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
I'm going to keep it real with you.
Please keep it real.
I don't know why I didn't do this the whole time.
No,
this is extremely comfortable.
I can't do that. What socks am I wearing today?
You're wearing your black ones.
Oh, just white ones.
You're wearing your white ones.
Dang.
I'm colorblind, bro. I'm sorry. This movie came out in 1998.
See, that's what I was thinking. But okay.
And it is rated PG.
PG, yeah.
For?
Michael Keaton.
I've been harboring a burp in my throat.
Yeah, I can tell something's
for a while.
Up with you.
Maybe I'll wash it down with some more Mountain Dew.
This is pretty good. Honestly, I like Mountain Dew. I think we talked about this on the Transformers episode.
Yeah.
But Code Red. Code Red.
Code Red!
So.
We remember that. Wow.
Tell me about the movie.
Tanner, let me tell you about this movie.
Ben's over here like, yeah, wow.
Tanner, let me tell a little bit about Michael Keaton and Snow.
Sounds good.
All right. You want to get the iPad ready?
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm Jay chilling today.
We're taking our time.
Sorry, guys.
Man.
Oh. Matt Fulton, I am so sorry that we haven't even gotten to the point of this.
Oopsie.
This episode yet. Oopsie. Also, there's smudges all over this iPad. Oh, don't you hate it when there's smudges all over your iPad? Smudges.
How often do you take off your phone case and clean behind it?
Not too often, but
yeah,
I'd say
like once every other year.
I love doing it. Love doing it. Okay.
Who
directed this movie? Do you know?
Gingerbread Snapped is really good. Who directed this movie?
Yeah, do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I know it, too, because we talked about this before.
It's
the same guy who did another movie that we watched.
You can't spring all these.
I think it was Simon Birch.
That's a movie character.
No, same director who did Simon Birch.
Ooh. Okay, I'm on the Wikipedia page for just Jack Frost. Not even the movie, just just the character.
Oh, okay. How's that going?
The number one Google search is Jack Frost a bad guy?
No, it's Michael Keaton.
No.
It's just a dad coming back to life.
He's kind of creepy.
All right, let's get into this. Ready? And now.
All right, 5 minutes. So Michael Keaton is just freaking slain on the harmonica.
Right.
In his band called...
The Jack Frost Band.
The Jack Frost Band. The Naked Brothers Band. And he's just like shredding on the harmonica to the Frosty the Snowman song. I couldn't think of what his name was. Frosty the Snowman.
What are you doing?
What am I mountain doing?
That was good. That was good. I give you credit. All right.
I have this film around my mouth every time I drink pop on the episode.
Freaking give me the summary, bro.
I can't get the words out of my mouth.
Give me the summary.
So Michael Keaton shreds on the harmonica. And then he goes home to his family because he's been gone for a while.
Right.
He went to Denver, I think he was in, something like that.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. But him and his band ended their gig, and then he drove back home where he met his smoking hot wife, I mean, she is though. That's a
What's
hot
the
mom.
Actress's name? I forget her name.
I don't stop doing this Go. To me. The actress's name is
Kelly Presley?
Kelly Preston.
Oh. Oh, I was right. Nice. Okay.
That was good. That was good. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And then
Michael Keaton thinks she's smoking hot. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Smoking.
Taking a drink break. Go ahead.
That's the mask. That's not Michael Keaton. That's Jim Carrey. Right.
Keep talking.
So, I'm trying to think what actually happens in this movie. I'll explain why in a little bit.
Okay.
No,
not again. Dude fell asleep again.
Maybe a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
But he goes. He sees his kid, and he's like, hey, Dad, you're gonna hang out with me and like watch me play hockey. He's like, yeah, I'll be there. Psych, he dies in a car crash, and then the son's pretty upset. He's like, you're never around, Dad. Like, he's dead. Okay. Yeah, he's not around because your dad died.
Right.
And then so a year passes.
Yep.
And he makes a snowman because him and his dad used to make snowmen together. And then he puts the little Jack Frost pin in the button spot where the snowman goes. And then he puts his dad's hat on, his dad's scarf on. And then he plays his harmonica. He plays the musical harmonica that his dad said, if you ever play this harmonica, I'll come find you. And then that's what happened. He blew the harmonica, and then the snowman came to life. It was kind of scary. All the burps are coming up now.
I can tell, yeah.
My eyes are watering.
Yeah, I get it.
And then so some miscellaneous things happen. Some things go awry.
Oh my
and
gosh.
There's a snowball fight that looks like freaking Vietnam. And, like, kids are just, like...
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan. The
saving
beach,
Jack
the
Frost.
Beach, eating my, I wanted to eat a bowl of spaghetti. And so, like, the dad helps him win in the snowball fight. And then they sled down the hill. And 2 minutes left. Yeah. Helps him sled down the hill. And, oh, gosh. This is where it gets fuzzy. This is where it gets... he goes to... his kid's hockey game, just like at the end of the movie, he goes to the kid's hockey game, and he's melting because it's on the blacktop. Also, it took 40 minutes for him to turn into Jack Frost. It took that long for him to become the snowman. Like, it was like 45 minutes of buildup, minute 19 left. And so he goes to his kid's hockey game, and he's melting. And so the kid's like, we got to get him in the cold. And so they drive up to him.
Stupid.
That's how he sounds. We gotta get him up to on the mountain. Because they live in the mountains.
1 minute.
Do you know where they actually live? Like the town? Or like the area? It's like a mountainous region, but it's still snowy.
I do, but I forgot.
You Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew.
Shut up, dude.
Whoa, that was good. That wasn't
shut
even.
Up, dude. Not a sponsor.
And then so they go up to the mountain.
Oh my gosh.
And they're in the cabin.
Right.
And he's okay now because he's in the cold.
Yeah.
And then the freaking force ghost of Michael Keaton appears, and then he gets like, and he gets dusted away into the breeze, and they all look in the sky, and I guess he's really gone. Like he's gone now.
Oh, yeah.
They brought him up to the cold mountain so he could live, and then he just blows away. And then they're like, And then, like, their dog runs across the street, and then the movie ends. The end.
12 seconds left.
So if you couldn't tell, I fell asleep multiple times watching this movie.
Yeah, I kind of caught on to that. So, that's what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
Why is it that whenever these movies that mean a lot to me as a kid... Why is it that you're like, I'm going to take a nap?
I didn't mean to fall asleep during Holes. I watched that.
Shark
like,
Boy and Lava Girl.
I've seen that movie so many times.
Was it Simon Birch?
That's what we both wanted to do. I only fell asleep during Holes and then now this one. It's finals week, Tanner. I was up till 3 a.m. last night working on a freaking research paper, and I turned it in.
I don't freaking care. You had an assignment to do, and that was Jack Frost. Also,
movie.
We were supposed to do this yesterday.
Also, you're right. But then we didn't do it because of family reasons.
Right, but I'm saying you had another day.
Yet. Yeah, I had a whole other day.
He calls me 2 hours before we're supposed to be here and goes, hey.
Hey.
He's like, I got this family thing going on. Also, didn't watch the movie yet. And I'm like, freaking –
That's the. So this actually kind of works. Actually kind of worked out because I haven't seen the movie yet. So I'm. Gonna...
I was cantankerous. I was like, "Are you freaking okay?"
You didn't sound cantankerous over text.
I was forgiving then.
Yes, you were forgiving then. And then I texted you today, like 7:30, and you're like, "It's gonna be closer to 8. And I was a lot less.
Hey, at least I watched the movie. I watched the movie on Sunday, a day before we were supposed to record. What are you trying to say?
I was going to give this guy a compliment, and he just shot at me.
Oh, no, you're
I was going to say, and I was a lot less forgiving than you were when I skipped the whole day yesterday, and you said you were going to be half hour late, and I'm like, you freaking dog.
Yeah, you did call me a dog.
You
said woof, woof.
And you said woof, woof. Because you're at the mall with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
We had getting to get some, Christmas getting stuff. Some lingerie and stuff for you, right?
Christmas stuff.
Christmas stuff, yeah.
Your Christmas present is going to be real awkward then. How'd you know? Fun fact, I hear Santa is getting you a gift next week.
Really?
I heard.
Is he going to be here?
He might be here next week. Who knows?
Are one of his elves going to be here?
Who?
Doctor Who. No, sure. I said are one of his elves going to be here?
Oh, who? I hope so. That'd be hot.
That'd be hot.
That would be hot. That'd be really sexy.
tell me how you really
feel. Wait, you mean to tell me that Santa and Matt Fulton are going to be here?
Why do you keep comparing him to an elf?
Matt, dude.
He's
never
even seen Matt.
I've never
before.
Even met Matt, but dude, you seem like a cool dude. All right, dude. So,
oh, man.
What did you think?
The only memory I had of this movie as a kid.
Oh, you've seen this?
No. But the only thing I knew about is its existence was one time I went into your ex-girlfriend's parents' room and I found it laying on the floor.
I would ask, why were you in my ex-girlfriend's family's parents' room?
Yeah, but she's my cousin.
Your cousin.
My cousin, yeah, so that's why.
We can talk about that.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're watching, thank
Cheers.
You for listening.
And sorry I wasn't at the Christmas party last Saturday. I
also,
was at work.
Sorry it didn't work out for you and I.
I am also sorry it didn't work out for you guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
I think we're on good terms. Are we on good terms?
Are we on good terms?
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. Okay, anyway.
I just saw it on the case, and I'm like, this looks terrifying. Like, I thought it was a horror movie.
See, my friend Amber thought the same thing. I was like, why don't we watch Jack Frost? It's a good Christmas movie. She's like, no, it's scary. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's a classic movie about
dad
coming back to life.
I mean, Jack Frost looks kind of... I cut you off, bro. I'm sorry. What are you saying?
No, it's okay.
Here we go. This isn't a drill.
Code red.
I'm so sorry.
Gosh, this is like an episode of Tandrew. I'm freaking with Andrew over here. Okay. But I was going to say that it does look scary. I will give it that. Like,
yeah.
Jack Frost, the snowman aspect of it is a little weird looking. It reminds me of
Mike Myers' Cat in the Hat. Nope, you can't do that. You can't do that because you said he wasn't scary. I said he was scary. He's like, nah, bro, what are you talking about?
I didn't say he was scary. I said he looks like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just like the white. Yeah.
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 But
the Jack Frost has human eyes. Do you notice that? He has like pupils.
For real?
Yeah. They're looking at you, viewer.
That's the only memory you have was from just seeing the DVD.
Yeah, just from seeing the cover and thinking it was a horror movie.
So you never saw it?
No.
Okay, so this
but I thought
your
of it
first
now.
Time.
I really can't give an opinion on it. I think I fell asleep because I was so bored with it. I really do.
Really?
I like I said, it took 40 minutes to get to the inciting incident of him becoming Jack Frost. It was 40 minutes of buildup that I did not care about.
But you should have cared about it, though, because it was good character development.
No.
Dude.
No. Michael Creepin creeped me out the whole time. I don't know. I've only seen him as Batman, and I've seen him in Beetlejuice, and I saw him in Spotlight.
Did you see him in Spider-Man?
Yeah, I saw him in Spider-Man. I'm not my Michael Keaton collection is not very large. It's a select few movies that I've seen from him. But yeah, see the picture? He has human eyes. Yeah, it's scary stuff. But Jack Frost looks amazing. Like, he looks real. There's a couple scenes where you can tell that it's like CGI, but a lot of it looks really good in my opinion.
Oh, so you like that part?
I like the way Jack Frost looks and is animated and puppeted for a lot of it. And sometimes I have a hard time telling, like, is he being puppeted or is this animated right now?
Yeah.
Because it was a good mix. The only time that I noticed it was fake was when he was sledding down the hill
yeah.
and then throwing all the snowballs.
Yeah.
But other than that, it looked like photo real. So for 1998, that's very impressive.
Yeah. Well, see, okay. This is then and now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk about now first. But I was going to say, for rewatching it, what I was going to say was my favorite part of the movie was the character development, the first 40 minutes, because it just kind of establishes, like, Jack, the human Jack.
Yeah.
His, like, inconsistency as being a dad.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, cool. It kind of just feels like it fits together for him to be consistent as a snowman because he couldn't while he was alive.
Mm.
My favorite part of it, too, is just watching the dynamic between dad, mom, and son.
Yeah.
See, okay, now I'm going to be real for a sec, all right? So don't laugh at this part. But, like, growing up from, like, divorced family, like, it was watching this, like, every time, I got to admit, like, every time I see this movie, I do cry. I cried, like, 3 times watching it the other day.
Tanner.
Yeah, dead serious. Wow. And so I was watching this, and I was just like, I was like, oh, man, like, that's, like, I love seeing that chemistry, you know, because I didn't really have that a lot growing up. But rewatching it, I was like, man, I love this movie. And, like, I cherish those parts more. I feel like as a kid, I loved the snowman parts because I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. But then, like, looking at it now, I'm like, oh, man, like, I love the, like, human aspect of it. You know what I mean?
And here I am just crapping all over it.
You're just crapping all over one of my favorite sentimental movies. Yeah. I mean, hey, if Tanner's picking a movie, you gotta cry on it. You know, I picked Simon Birch.
Yeah, I cried a little bit.
I think it's the same director, but yeah.
I cried in Pooh's Heffalump Adventure. You didn't?
So anyway, my friend, all that to say, my then is that, like, I really like this movie. This is probably one of my favorite Christmas movies growing up.
Oh, okay.
And now, I still think I can see where it's corny, you know? There's some things where I'm just like, oh, okay. Like the last scene where...
the forest ghost?
The mom is first time seeing her husband in a year, by the way, as a ghost.
Yeah.
Is like, Jack? He's like, yeah. She's like, sing me a song. Friggin', why don't you say, like, hey, why are you here? How are you here?
Wait, okay, maybe I missed this because I was sleeping. But why did he go away? Why didn't he live on the mountain? They brought him up there to live. Why didn't he just live up there?
See, I guess I didn't explain that, but I think it was like, it was a matter of like, oh, it would never work because summer would come.
But it's the top of a mountain. That's why they took him up there.
Yeah, I'm saying it's that.
Like, it's still cold year round.
Not up there. No, he didn't say that. Mm. They wanted to bring him up there for that moment to keep him a little longer because it was cooler up there. It was hotter down in the city. That's why they brought him up.
Yeah.
But then he's like, hey.
It was probably hotter in the
what's
city.
What's his name? Charlie.
Yeah.
They're like, Charlie, it's not going to work. Like, like, your mom is going to have to live. You guys are going to have to live up here. Like,
your mom's too hot. You can't be too close to her. You're going to melt.
You're going to melt.
You're going to melt. Sorry.
So that's. But my so then and now, I liked it a lot then, and I still like it now. Like, I see where it's a little de-aged, but I like it.
Is this the first movie we've watched together, besides Simon Birch, that you choked up at a little bit? What's another movie that we watched earlier that you choked up at?
Let's go through Shark Boy.
Shark Boy, Little Girl, Holes, How You Fried Worms, Iron Giant. Bro, Iron Giant got me choked up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What else did we do, man?
Man,
freaking one season.
Sheesh. Oh, it was in the attic. I was bawling the whole time.
No, I think to sum it up, I think it was like Simon Birch.
Yeah.
Bridget Terabithia got me a little
choked
up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But,
as it should. As
it should, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. But, yeah. This one made me full on, like, tears down my face. Yeah. The other ones made me tear up.
Yeah.
So.
Dang.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Here he is. Here he is just spitting on my movie.
That's the heart of this podcast, bro. This is why we do it.
That's why we do it.
Because scenes like that. Because it's stuff that gets you from your childhood that you watch again now. You're like, oh, man, I love that. It still means so much to me.
This movie taught me sentimentalism.
Mm-hmm. So. Sentimentalism?
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Compassion.
You're right. I should use that.
Okay. All right. Speed of compassion. My favorite quote in this movie is, "Eat snow, you little wiener." Great, great quote from the frosted-tipped little man, little bully boy. Eat snow, you little wiener, oh as it God. Zoomed into his face oh with his God. Goggles on. And he just, like, hurled the snowball at a poor little guy.
That part was really fun. That reminded me of, like, Elf.
Yeah, like the snowball fight scene. That was definitely the most intricate snow fight scene I've ever seen. Not, yeah. I guess not intricate. In terms of scale, like, it was just the whole entire playground. And there was, like, forts built, and there was...
Well, and they went that sledding part, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a ton in that, yeah.
Yeah. Next quote.
Yeah.
I've had to put myself back together after some rough nights, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, I remember that
That's
one.
That's the part when his balls fall off.
Dude, I'll just say Michael Keaton really made this movie for me, because I mm-hmm. just... to him, like...
His snowballs. He's a snowman, okay? Jeez, calm down. Calm down!
I was going to say, him as a dad, like... Mm-hmm. I want to be like that. Like, he's goofy. He's mm-hmm. fun.
See, it's funny because cool. I said he was creepy, but also I was watching the movie. And I'm like, I feel like if I was a dad, like, that's kind of how I would be. But like,
very dad jokey.
Yeah, very dad jokey. That's very, me now. Very like, hey, what's up, sport? kiss my hot wife, you know?
My favorite part was when Charlie was like playing outside and was like trying to learn the J shot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember this part, by the way? Okay. and
J shot.
Yeah. Charlie was like, but he's like, Dad, I want to learn. And Michael Keaton's like, not now, buddy. You know, he's like, but Dad. He goes, but Dad? Who are you calling but Dad? That makes you but son.
That's what I do all the time.
Yeah, it really is.
That's funny. You Except it's not a butt, it's something else.
You and I is.
Like, some say, like, that, like that's a big butt taco. Like, if it's a really big taco, I'm like, a butt taco? Ew. Why would you,
Ew,
want, a butt
why
taco?
Would you want a butt taco?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
continue with quotes, please.
Like, I fell asleep. Eat snow, you little wiener. Already
I got
said
that one.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Compassion.
Compassion. You know, sometimes it's good to have a big butt. That's the next quote.
They talk a lot about butts.
Speaking of butts,
in this movie.
They do a lot about butts and balls. You know.
There was this one part. It was as soon as he turned into a snowman. He like realized he was a snowman. Yeah. Like in the reflection, he's like screams. He's like ah, and then he's like what. What? And then it's just like a shot over it, like his crotch, and he goes, and he like looks down, and goes, oh,
oh man, there's what's another movie that did that? It's like the
probably
like,
Cat in the Hat,
like
honestly.
The person, like
probably
the person transforms, and they like, oh, I'm thinking of it. It's okay. Like he turns into an animal, and then it's Shaggy Dog, with Tim Allen, when he becomes a human again, he looks in his pants, he's like, okay, phew.
Oh,
we're
for
good.
Real?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in a long
that's
time.
That's been a minute.
Yeah.
Next quote. Eat snow, you little... Sorry, did that one already.
Freaking Ben.
Snow dad's better than no dad.
Right.
Bars. And that's all I got for quotes. What about you? Can you think of anything?
Not really.
Hmm.
No.
Traumatizing scale, though?
None. None for me, please.
You don't think Santa's just Santa? You don't think Jack Frost is just a little creepy?
Okay, well,
you
I
you
said
don't
that
look
earlier.
At that face and you're just kind of like.
I said that earlier. I said he looked a little like sketch, kind of like Cat in the Hat, right? But,
yeah.
But for me, like, I didn't really care that much. I was kind of just like, oh, like,
yeah, he's
this
not.
Is good.
Yeah, he's not as off-putting as Cat in the Hat, as I will say that.
Yeah,
you know, he's
for sure.
Not that weird looking.
Right.
I think I'd still give it a 2 out of 10 though.
For traumatized skill?
Yes,
because
my little sister is her fear right now is that my mom is going to die in a car crash.
Ooh, that's a terrifying.
That is her number one fear of all time right now. She won't go to school.
Yeah.
She is struggling with that a lot. And so we watched
sister?
This movie together.
Littlest?
Yeah,
one?
My like 11-year-old sister.
Well, your littlest sister is gonna hate me when I tell you when I tell her I got into a car accident last week. Yeah.
Real quick,
yeah.
I watched this with her, and she saw the scene where he died in a car crash, and she was very quiet the rest of the movie.
Of course.
Brother of the Year award right here. Anyway.
Right. I got into a car accident.
Got a car accident.
It wasn't really an accident, but I got rear-ended.
Mm.
Car from behind got cut off, so he hit me.
Mm-hmm.
I hit the guy in front.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's an insurance claim.
Wow.
So... Yeah, you can see the damage. When we walk out later, you'll see my damage on the back. It's pretty
oh, really?
Bad. Yeah, I got to get it.
Is your bumper still there?
My bumper?
Is your car still there?
Yeah. Oh, it can still drive.
Is it totaled?
It's not totaled. No, it can still drive.
Does it have four wheels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Does it have a
0 out of 10 for me for the traumatizing scale?
Okay, I'm giving it a 2.
Okay, yeah, I know.
I'm giving it a 2. 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10.
2 out of 10.
Yeah.
2 out of 10 holes in a harmonica. Because there are 10 holes in a harmonica.
Are there really?
There are.
You're kidding me.
20%.
You're kidding me.
20%
right now,
right? For traumatizing scale.
Are you kidding me?
And 20% for the Tottenham middle score? Maybe.
Wait, what'd you say?
Maybe.
You said 20%.
I might be giving this movie a 20%.
Are you kidding me?
I might be giving this movie a 20%.
Tell me what the Rotten Tomatoes is.
It's 19.
Are you kidding me?
Rotten Tomatoes says this movie is 19%.
You're kidding, right?
I'm not joking you. I didn't even flip the numbers.
What in the world?
Give me a thought process right now. Just word vomit.
At least a 60 for me.
Okay.
That's what I thought Rotten Tomatoes would give it. Was
oh,
a
really?
60.
Okay.
It can't be that bad. Are you kidding me?
19 is very low.
Freaking Fred the Movie.
I guess I'm only giving it 1% higher.
Fred the Movie had like 10%. That's only 9 more.
Fred the Movie's a masterpiece, bro. Off.
You look like Fred.
First Squidward, now Fred?
Yeah.
I can't even do the Fred voice. Didn't Sam Puckett play? No.
Didn't Sam Puckett play Fred?
No. Fred's neighbor who he has a crush on, her name is Sam, right? So I thought maybe Jeanette McCurdy played that, but that was iCarly. I don't know why my brain.
Was it Sam? What's the bully's
Fred
name?
Fred was on iCarly.
Yeah. What was the bully's name in Fred? Do you remember?
Gavin?
No. I can't remember.
Gregory.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Gavin. I think it's Gavin.
Okay. Kevin. Was it Kevin?
Kevin! Have you seen all the Christmas commercials now with Kevin Hart and the mom from Home Alone?
No.
Where she's like in the shopping mall. She says, Kevin! And then Kevin Hart pops up.
He's like, yo, what up?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? I don't know.
What was I looking up?
Oh. Fred Bully.
Fred Bully. That was Kevin. What?
It's Kevin.
I was right.
It's Kevin. We're close. I said Gavin, so I pretty much got it right, and you got it wrong.
Okay.
So what would you – okay, I got to think about what I would give this movie because, A, I slept through a good three-fourths of – no,
yeah.
I slept through a fourth of it. I only watched three-fourths of it. So it didn't make sense, and I fall asleep because I was bored with the first literally half of the movie.
I'm so upset by that. I'm sorry. I feel like you, as like a movie buff, would enjoy the character.
This isn't
the character
personal.
Arcs of it this because they're all so good. To me, it's like Michael Keaton, perfect dad, mom, supportive and loving mom, son and father relationship. There is like, may I say, iconic because it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I watched the Muppets episode and I said iconic at least 7 times. We say iconic a lot in this series.
No way.
We do. I watched.
Really?
I think I said iconic like 7 or 8 times.
You're kidding me.
I wouldn't kid you on this podcast.
I wouldn't kid you on this show.
I wouldn't kid you on this show.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Also, I've been saying the mother is very attractive. You know.
Yeah. In like every movie.
And to balance the scales, well, they always cast very attractive people for the moms.
Sure.
What can I say? To balance the scales a little bit, I will also say that Michael Keaton looks very attractive in this movie as well.
He looks cool.
He looks good. I haven't seen Michael Keaton look like put together. He's put together in this movie, I guess. He's a rocker, not a
so
rocker.
This came out in 98.
He's a dad band, you know. He has a dad band, but he looks like he's in a dad band, but he still looks put together.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I agree.
I've seen him in Birdman. I've seen him in Birdman. I love that movie. Have you seen Birdman?
Nope.
It looks like it's
No, you're talking about Vulture.
That's a good one. Close. That's a really good movie. I don't know if you would dig it or not, but
I mean, you didn't dig Jack Frost, so maybe I won't.
That's fair.
Yeah. Do they have good character development, by the way?
It's all character development, pretty much.
Well, then you should have loved the movie, but that's fine.
Oh,
did you forget
man.
About the part? So you said 20%, right?
No, I'll give it. No, 20% is low.
Okay,
20% is very low. I was entertained by this movie after I woke up.
After I thought I was dreaming.
After I woke up.
Right.
So I think as long as a movie is entertaining, it is good.
Okay.
You know, I think that's how I My favorite movie this year so far that I've seen is Old by M. Night Shyamalan, which is by no means
I've heard of that.
A great movie. But I haven't seen a movie more entertaining than that this year so far. I still have to see Spider-Man, but
it was entertaining.
Very, very. I watched it. I'm like, I don't know if this is the best movie of the year or the worst movie of the year.
Really?
But I decided, like, this is the best movie I've seen this year.
For M. Night Shyamalan, too? You didn't know?
Hmm?
For M. Night Shyamalan, you didn't know if it was good or bad? I feel like he makes good movies.
It's pretty hit or miss with him.
Really?
It's pretty hit or miss. He makes really good when he's, like, more held back a little bit and, like, more smaller with the story. One second. It's really good. Like, The Visit.
Split.
Split is good. Controversial, but good.
You didn't like Split?
No, it's a good movie, but people have, like, problems with it because of how it depicts multiple personality or disorder and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
But Unbreakable is great. Sixth Sense is good. But, like, Avatar is...
Glass is...
Like, I get what it's trying to
do. You know, that's true, because Glass I did not like.
Glass I didn't care for.
Yeah.
It was, like, supposed to, like, make fun of the superhero genre. Like, that's why Bruce Willis drowned in a puddle. But, like, if you're going to make a movie that you don't... It seems like he didn't like the movie he was making. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like he made the movie to make fun of these movies, which made it seem like he didn't care for the movie he was making. So it just didn't work for me.
That makes sense.
So I'll give this movie, because it was entertaining, I'll give it a 35 to 40%.
Pick a number. But before you pick the actual number, I just want to remind you that I cried in this movie.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to bring it back down to 20.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to bring it back. Final answer, 20%.
Oh, my gosh.
20%.
Okay, well.
Do you have any closing thoughts?
I need to give my Tottenham Tomatoes.
Anything? Do you have anything else to say? Before?
I need to give my Tottenham Tomatoes.
You can follow me on Instagram.
Stop.
At, LaCroix Boy Ben.
I give this movie, for me.
You said at least a 60.
No, I said I was hoping Rotten Tomatoes would give it a 60.
Oh.
For this movie, I would give it a 75.
75.
I love this movie.
Okay. I don't know why I got 19. That's very low. That's too low. That's
I don't
like,
know
that's
why.
Like,
I got to read the reviews on it.
That's like Scooby-Doo scores. You know, Scooby-Doo got like a really low score too.
Yeah. Not nearly as bad as this one though.
No, I think I got it in the 20s.
I think it was in like the 30s actually. But
yeah.
Closing remarks for me. Stay frosty.
Stay frosty. closing question. Was that Michael Keaton singing, do you think?
Yes.
It was?
I believe so. It sounded a lot like him.
He's got a good voice.
Yeah, he does.
I'd listen to him.
He's the old Justin Timberlake. He can act. He can sing.
No, he's the...
He's been on SNL.
Ryan Gosling is the new Michael Keaton. That's what you're trying to say.
Okay.
All right. So are you ready for... Next week is our, like, big Christmas episode.
It's a Christmas episode.
It comes out... A couple days after Christmas, but that's fine.
Yeah, if you're watching this one, two days from now is Christmas.
This is Christmas Eve, so Merry Christmas Eve,
Merry Christmas,
everybody.
Guys, but next week is our actual Christmas episode.
Yeah, don't think about it too hard.
Stay tuned for that.
So next week, we're going all out.
He literally was like, I'm not going to tell you the Christmas movie that I'm going to pick, so I do not know what this is.
No.
Even though we kind of planned for Monster House for Halloween, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So our big Christmas movie... For this season is going to be Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh.
Nice.
That's what I got.
Nice,
That's
dude.
What I got.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to think of the theme song that Drake Bell sings.
I never thought that it'd be so simple, but I'll reel it in.
Actually, we got to plug it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. He's going to forget. Tanner Eklage, real.it.in.podcast. Talked out with Tandrew, Grow and Go, Twitter and Instagram at Tanner Eklage. New single comes out next month, January 7th. You can pre-save on Spotify.
South Dakota.
No, North Carolina.
Dude. North Dakota.
If you have any questions, link in bio. Make sure to pre-save it. January 7th coming out.
Yes, for sure. Follow me on Instagram at LaCroix Boy Ben. So that's all I got.
What about LaCroix Boy Ben?
Did I say that already?
No, real.it.in.podcast.
And the Red Boy Ben.
Keep it real.
Keep it real.